Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, here's Mud again, the guy that I made that bet with.
Not Mud, it's Muzz.
Here he is again, the Mootsie, who joins us. What's going on, Muzz? What do you got for us?
Boomer, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Muzz. How are you?
Good. Hopefully everybody's well in the family.
Everybody's good.
Congrats on the grandpa thing.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Boomer, as an athlete, I'm sure you're a big karma guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I'm sitting here the other day, and I'm listening to Gio's woe about his boat and what happened to it. And I said, you know, it's kind of strange. It kind of coincided with the start of the NBA season again that Gio's boat got destroyed. And I think it's got something to do with the fact that he just didn't want to pay off on that bet he lost to me.
No, it has not. See, Muzz, you know, there's no such thing as karma, because if there was, you'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
And also, well, you know, and I will say that this was a bet that it didn't happen. It's Vegas rules. It didn't. It's over. It's done. They didn't play enough games. Get it through your thick, bald head. They didn't play enough games. Stop. You're done. Get out of here. You're done.
You know. What's probably going to happen?
No. No more. No more of that karma with
don't
the
boat. Don't worry about Muzz.
You're done. No
I'll,
more
I'll
Muzz phone calls.
Hour.
He's done. Snappy Hour is done. They stopped doing Happy Hour over there anyway.
They don't have
they
Snappy Hour?
It's over. Muzz is
Wait
over.
A minute,
the bet's
out.
Over.
Time out.
The bit's over. He's the only one that cares about it. I don't care about it anymore. And if he wants to make a joke about my boat, I'll take the shards of fiberglass and shove it up his ass. I hate that guy.
Come on.
I can't stand him.
Oh,
he's a jerk.
Stop. Hey, let me ask you a question. So they're not doing Snappy Hour at all?
No, they're not.
I thought
it's
Snappy,
over.
Don't they have like an outdoor, Snapperin didn't have like an outdoor
they
area?
They have an outdoor thing. Last I heard, they got rid of it completely because it was, you know, people were saving too much money, right? Because they needed to do it a full price.
What?
So, well, because they full price. They used to have half price apps and half price drinks.
Oh.
And because the situation with COVID.
Well, let's support our local businesses. Let's go. Let's crank it up.
God, I don't understand what's so hard to understand about. The bet's over with. There's nothing to me not paying it. They didn't play enough games. If you cashed that ticket in Vegas, you brought it over there, they'd say, hey, they didn't play enough games. It's over. Figure it out. Karma with the boat.
I think
what a jerk.
They're
karma. There's no such thing as karma, for Christ's sakes. Don't people understand that? I mean, you do the right thing, bad stuff happens to you. Doesn't matter. You do the good thing, you live your life a certain way, you live your life a different way, good or bad, bad crap's going to happen to you. Karma is the biggest load of bull crap I've ever heard in my life.
How about
Please.
Karma Sutra?
That's sex stuff, isn't it? It has nothing to do with this. Karma. Do everything right. You take care of your family. You bring the boat over there. You make sure, hey, whatever. Here's all the food, everything. Friends over. Don't worry about it. It's all on me. I'm creating this great environment. I'll take all the stuff home. I'll do everything. Don't worry about it. And boom, thunderstorm rolls through. 60-mile-an-hour winds destroys the only thing that you like. Yeah, but karma. Because I'm such a bad guy. Give me a break.
I can't believe that you just snapped like that.
Because I'm tired of it. I mean, I took the phone call because I thought he'd actually have something new. But no, he clearly has nothing new. And then he goes to the one thing. The boat karma. Right. That's great. Yeah, let's make a joke about that.
He's a one gimmick guy. It's over.
Right.
And
he's done. He needs to understand that it's been
just
over.
Calm down, man. It's not that
yeah,
big
I'm not,
of a
I don't
want
to calm down. I'm pissed off about the boat. It's been the worst July of my life.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
You know other reasons why it's been horrible, too. It's been horrible.
Well,
all he cared about, Boomer, is that boat. It was the one thing that got him away from coronavirus, and it got pounded on his last day of vacation.
I know, and he got fiberglass shards all over the place. But now you got to look at it as a positive. You get that boat totaled, pay off the guy that's the insurance guy.
There's
get
no
that
other boat
totaled,
I can get though. It's just over.
It's just the payment.
Better boat.
It's just a payment. Yeah, no, it's I wish it was that easy, but it's not that easy because there's nothing in stock. You can't get anything. I'm out of a boat for the rest of the summer. I gotta understand that. It's over.
What about Steiger Craft? Aren't they right there in Bellport?
Yeah, they are. You'd think that they'd be building a boat in my front yard right now for the amount that I've mentioned them. In the middle of the tropical storm, but no.
I think Buzz hit a nerve, man.
Give me that. The two things that I hate more than anything is like that is karma. I hate that crap. There are some of the biggest a-holes I know that get everything they want. It's not karma. Stop with karma. I mean, I used to get in huge fights. I remember the biggest fight I got in with Brian Jones on Geo and Jones is when he told me that Cam Newton and the Panthers lost the Super Bowl because of karma, because he put on gold MVP cleats in the pregame. I almost quit.
Touched the money.
I almost quit. I said, you cannot be serious.
Don't you? You've listened to me say, don't ever touch the money.
Yeah, that's different.
But that's kind of like, it's kind of like
a Super Bowl champion. He didn't say Super Bowl champion cleats. No.
But it's kind of karma. It's like a karma thing.
Karma's what goes around comes around. So whatever you put out, you're supposed to get back. But I'm sorry. I mean, I tell you.
I can't believe you snapped.
God. Drives me nuts. And then the thing is, to act like I'm trying to skimp out on the thing, you didn't win the bet. It's as simple as that. Rules are rules. You didn't win the bet. What do you want me to do about it? It's not my fault that the pandemic shut down the season. And you can't afford Snappy Hour on your own. Sorry.
Yeah, but you know what?
I can send you some Nutrisystems or something if you want. If you're really that hungry.
Hey.
Christ.
Hey, listen to me for one sec. You gotta admit, though, that whatever that stupid bet you made, you must have been totally snot-faced when you made that bet.
I was still positive about the Knicks. I was still positive about the Knicks.
What about Tom Thibodeau? What are you going to do now?
No, I don't know.
Now, is it...
First of all, I'll find his neck and give it back to him.
Come on.
Man,
I mean,
karma.
What do you think? You think 35 wins this year?
Karma. No, I don't even F them. Seriously. I got one of the things that this pandemic taught me is I got no time for crap teams. None. I don't need that stress in my life. If you suck, I'm out. That's it. And we sat here and we did I don't know how many shows without sports at all.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about these teams if they suck. We don't.
Right.
We don't.
I
proved it to you.
Yes.
We proved it to you for months and months. You suck, and there's nothing interesting going on with you. You're done. You're done. No reason to bring it out. Obviously, the Mets suck, but they had the Cespedes thing was interesting. So we'll talk about that.
We got Jacob DeGrom, and we're going to go on a 5-game winning streak now.
If you think that if the Mets are 15 games under 500 at some point, or 10 games under 500 at some point in this season, even with all the playoff teams, if they're somehow out of it, you think I'll be sitting there watching that slop and trying to talk about it? Get out of here. People don't pay attention to that crap anymore.
You'd rather talk about the Yankees,
teams.
The big bad
We'll talk
Yankees.
About them because they actually, that's a good team. It's got a shot at winning something. That's a different story. But the Knicks and the Nets are done. Forget about them. Just get out of here. If you're not providing joy to us, get out of here.
Yeah, it's all about.
That's the whole thing. Everybody's searching for a morsel of joy somewhere, somehow. That's all you hope for. Something out there to make you happy. So I'm going to put on it. If I got to see, second and third, one out, and the Mets can't get a goddamn sacrifice fly, why the F am I going to sit there and watch that?
You know what, though? You're 2 days back from vacation, man.
Yeah, my boat got destroyed on the last day of vacation. That ended it on a sour note. I would have been nice and refreshed and positive. Not anymore.
You are so pissed off. It's not even funny. It is actually funny. That's why I'm laughing.
All right. Got to take a break, I guess.
You okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.